Hello all, welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report for this June 2nd, 2025. I have your host James here. We're being joined today by some of our favorite people. We have the Historic Point boss with us. We have Larry and Joni with us. And I'll let you guys take over the conversation in a moment. But right away, I want to tell you how much I appreciate you being here and appreciate all the work that you and the great team over there at the Historic Point bus does, keeping history alive. Really do appreciate all the work and the effort put in by you guys and the volunteers and everybody. Got some really fun events coming up that we're going to touch on. First off, I did want to mention the blacksmithing class that is happening Friday, June 6th. This is just a couple of days away, and it'll be at the Historic Point Boss. The blacksmith shop is reservation only. It does sound like the morning classes are covered, but you do have another opportunity a little bit later. You're going to want to call ahead to find out if you're able to attend that, if you're able to, you know, sign up. But I do like to bring it up just in case, even if it is all booked up, there's always next year. And, you know, something to mark on the calendar, something to keep in mind for next year if you're not able to. But it's a fun event, Larry. I know one that you guys really enjoy over there.
Yeah, it's a Pioneer Fest, and it's a two-day event, June 7th and 8th, starting at 10 o'clock, goes till 5 on the 7th, which is Saturday, and then 10 to 4 on Sunday. It's one of our larger events, so we usually have a lot of repeat people that come year after year and stuff, but we have a lot of good exhibitors as well as our normal staff that's there manning all our facilities that we have or all of our buildings. All of us that work there are volunteers, and but we really enjoy being there.
Yeah.
But we, during the event, we also have a lot of exhibitors that are there doing different things, and some of the examples that we have is soap making. We have a lady that does make soap right at the site there, and so you can learn how to do that. Joni, that's with me here, she has an event that's called Tea for Two. It's one of my wife's favorite events.
It's Tea at Two.
Joni, can you tell us a little bit about that event? What do you guys do with that?
Well, I am a character out there, so
yeah.
The character.
Yes, I apologize. I am an actor. I should have known better. You're absolutely right. Yes, the character does.
Yeah. So, my character comes in to visit Mary weekly, and I bring a little bit of society that she left in New York when they moved out to Wisconsin, and you know, a little bit of the finer things that you don't find in the wilderness on the river there. But we do serve three different flavors of tea and three different sweets to complement them. We talk about clothing, relationships, all kinds of great stuff, it's always fun. We have a great time.
You know, go ahead, Larry.
Excuse me, and this year, is the fashion show going to be before the tea at 2?
Yep, we're having a historic fashion show at 1 o'clock, and then the tea is at 2 o'clock.
Oh, it's a fun idea. So fashion from the era of that time, and you get to show a little bit of that?
Right. Historic Point Boss is a little bit different in that they don't hone in on just one era. It spans
different generations.
Yeah. We basically have three different time frames out mm-hmm. there. One is at the cabin cabin or the trading post. That's mm-hmm. about the Voyageur era, that's 1600 to early 800s. Then they have the Wakely site, which is the main building that we have there, their home. And that's from about 1840 to 1860. And then we have the schoolhouse. And now it's not finished yet, but we do have the Saratoga Town Hall there. And that's the late 1800s to the early 1900s.
Yeah.
So we actually have three different time frames.
That's actually really nice to clarify. Thank you for that, Larry. I appreciate it. It's a great point, Larry. Again, I appreciate that. So when it comes to that, you'll have the fashion show before and then the tea. How long have you been doing this, Joni? Like,
Well, you're going to age me if I tell you.
I shouldn't have asked that question. That was a really bad question. I should know better than that. But it's something that I know how popular that this particular part of the event is. And I imagine over the years, you've had the opportunity not only to do this, but see kids get older doing it that attend every year, which I hadn't thought about that part of it before. That's really cool. That's a very exciting part of it.
It's over 20 years we've been doing it.
Really? Wow. That's wonderful. I wouldn't have guessed it, but I look looking at you. Wouldn't have guessed it. No. I'm trying. But when it comes to that part of it, not only an exciting part of that, but one of the fun things about this event is the demonstrating the history and really getting a chance to not only pay respect to the people that paved the way for us to be here and all, but to be a reminder for the younger generations when it comes to this stuff and being a part of this in a fun way. There is all kinds of other things going on with the event as well.
Well, as they say, you only learn through history.
Yeah,
And with that, we have so many other things out there. If I can just... a few things. And a fun thing that we have is tomahawk throwing. A lot of people love that.
Well, it's become a popular thing now.
Absolutely.
We got a shop right over by us here and everything. Yeah. That we've been, as a team, itching to get over there and test it out. So, that's a cool one, Matt.
But we even have a gentleman there that's a little bit out of our time frame. He's actually... talks and gives a very good representation of the Ice Age period.
Oh, wow.
So that's a little earlier than I talked
about. Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
But he's got an excellent, he camps there and stuff,
that's awesome.
He's got a lot of exhibits. More to our time period, we have Wisconsin River lumber rafting was a very, very big, I think that's probably what Point Boss is noted more for than anything. Was the Pioneer Road and the
Larry's our rafting. Expert on the lumbering and he's in the bunkhouse. He's great.
Yeah.
I think our first conversation, Larry, was about that particular topic, and you blew my mind with some of the stuff you were telling me about it and everything. It's I think one of the more interesting and more important things you guys do over there, really covering that topic. The farther we get away from it, the more fascinated young people are by the whole process. But just I also think it again gives a chance to pay homage to something that we just don't see as much anymore.
Right. Oh, definitely. Yeah, because everybody out there, I think, that works there just loves history, and we love talking about it. We'll talk your ear off.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So, but then for those like myself that enjoy the finer things in life, we had lots of good food out there. We have homemade ice cream that we'll be putting out, and we have our Ma Wakely's Kitchen, which has a lot of good delicacies there for you.
Fry bread.
Fry bread is one of my favorite ones.
Yeah.
Some of the crafty things that our vendors will be doing is some snowshoe making.
Yeah, that's
we have a gentleman that does that. He's very, very good at it. The spinning and weaving, that we have a lot of that up in the house.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if somebody else is doing that, one of the vendors. I'm not positive on that.
I'll look into that.
We have a group that comes in from around the Milwaukee area. They're Civil War era,
mm-hmm.
but they are experts. They're the historical timekeepers, and they fried donut holes.
They're one of our main participants in our mm-hmm. fashion show.
Oh,
as
right.
Because they have some fantastic outfits.
And they are very knowledgeable.
Yeah, they really know their stuff.
And that,
they really
that leads us a little bit into our upcoming event in July 26th and 27th is our new Civil War event we're having out there. And I believe the historical timekeepers are coming to that as well.
They can't this year.
They can't this year. Okay.
Oh, I know they did the last year, didn't they? I think they did.
But the soldiers will be there.
Oh, right on. Yes, yes, of course.
We have both the Federal and the Confederate. We've got infantry, artillery, and cavalry. We have a medic, and there'll be demonstrations and drills and a skirmish in the afternoon for everybody to watch. We'll be shooting off the cannons, and it's fun. It'll be great.
We'll have you guys back for that. That'll be in July. Civil War days will be Saturday, July 26th, 10 to 5, and then July 27th, 11, another one. We'll have you back. We'll talk more about that then. When it comes to the Point Boss Pioneer Festival, any other things you guys wanted to touch on with that event? I know there's so much going on. Did we cover everything?
During the day, when I'm not doing tea, I'm going to be doing medicinals and what they did for medicines and how they were prepared and what they used and things like that, because they didn't have a pharmacy here.
Right. Boy, I understand that, but when I love history, so there's times where I'm just reading stuff and just because out of curiosity, and I can't remember exactly what it was, but I was reading into the history of Black River Falls the other day, and I'm going through the article, and they're talking about some of the tragedies and some of the heavy events that happened, like most history does. And in the middle of the article, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's right. Like, even I had to be reminded that they can't just go to the CVS or something like that and pick something up. And as common as that is to me, it took me a minute to. That's a really cool idea to bring that into the topic too. And that
we also have a gal who makes pies in the. I want to see. It's the Cast Iron Lodge.
Cast
Iron. Dutch oven.
Dutch oven. Over the fire or coals, and she makes pies, and so that's always.
But that's our. That's one thing I like to really instill in people is that Historic Point Moss is a living history site, and when you have a living history site, you don't just sit and look at stuff.
Right.
It's a hands-on. You can go to the three-bay shed that we have. They have woodworking tools. We have a gentleman that can guide you through the use, and you can actually sit down and use a draw shave. You can go to the kitchen and help out in the kitchen of the house making different things. I'm not sure what they're going to be making this year, but they usually have some tasty treats to hand out that's made right on the wood stove that's there.
How many museums can you go there and interact like this? Because that's what you're getting to do here. You're getting it's the opposite of most museums where they're encouraging you to touch things and to do things.
You actually sit down in the chairs. You don't just look at them.
So,
a lot of this stuff that we have, the craftsmen that are there, we're very careful for safety purposes, of course, but... we do have a lot of hands-on things, and these craftsmen that are there, not members of Point Boss necessarily, but these other members, I'm sure they're more than willing to help a little hands-on as well. Something like we have the gentleman that builds muzzle loaders, he's very talented, he has some beautiful firearms and stuff that he has there. So
there's also one of the vendors that comes, and they compare the rich to the poor. And that was huge. More so than today. So that's very interesting as well.
The first and foremost thing I would say is certainly how family friendly and how fun these events are and everything. But again, the here and there opportunities for us to remind people of not only what people went through and how they got to us to this point and everything, but I think there's also a perspective that comes with this too, an appreciation not just for the past, but even what we're going through in this day and age, and sometimes realizing, have some perspective, have some understanding, and I know for me sometimes when I think, oh, this was hard or this was difficult I went through, and then I think about my grandparents, I'm like, I'm going to stop. It isn't that bad. Actually, my stuff isn't that bad in comparison or something like that. I think that, not to make light of it or anything like that, but I think that doesn't hurt. It's one of those things that kind of reminds you of like, hey, I've got it pretty good, or I appreciate this or something.
But one example, and I've given speeches at different organizations and stuff, and one thing I talk about the lumber rafting and things like that, and one thing I like to bring out is that at a lot of the rapids where they rafted this lumber down the rapids and the fast water and the rocks and stuff, a lot of men died, and at the dams they fell off the raft and drowned and stuff, and different places there 40 men died at this dam and 40 men died at this rapids and things like that. And I said, my ending to that is kind of like, do you think this would be an OSHA-approved job today?
Right.
A little perspective on the past versus today.
Yeah. Well, and the amount of things that came from all those times. I like that. That's a great example. It's a great one. And it's a great event. We're excited about it. Again, the Point Boss Pioneer Festival is happening Saturday, June 7th, 10 to 5, and then it'll be going on June 8th, 10 to 4. Very, very affordable. They go out of their way to make these prices the same as they've always been. So it's affordable for the community. I think it's a really cool and really, really classy thing of the Point Boss to do. I think the best way we can honor that is by attending these events and showing up and making sure to help keep history alive over there, along with certainly volunteering. Always like to encourage people to volunteer if they can. Love having new people come down and help with all these events and all the great things going on. Anything else you guys wanted to touch on before we wrap up? I feel like we covered it.
I think we're pretty good. Just come down and enjoy the event. The forecast isn't 100% perfect today, for the weekend, but still we have enough cover. You don't have to worry about too much about the weather or anything. So.
Thank you both for the time. Really do
thank
appreciate
you.
It. We'll talk again real soon, guys.
Thank you.
And we appreciate you joining us out there. Again, keep in mind, you can find out more information, register for these events at historicpointboss.com. Go to historicpointboss.com. Be sure to follow them on social media as well. It's a great way to reach out to them or to just share their posts on your page and make sure that they, other people see it. Again, historicpointboss.com. And thanks again for joining us, everybody, right here on WFHR's Rapids Report.